Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimian, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And on today's episode of the AfterBuzz is going to be a bit of a nerd out, if you will.
So, same as always?
Yeah, about the same as always. About the same as always. I've been really into Star Wars lately.
Okay.
So I'm watching the Star Wars Clone Wars, the animated show.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's full of lore. And that stuff that's considered official. Like, that's probably why you didn't like the Ahsoka, the TV show.
Oh, because it had all the stuff from the Clone Wars?
Yeah, it was all these references to Clone Wars stuff. It's interesting. Hey, that means that I'm really into Star Wars trivia. You want to hear 10 actors who turned down roles in Star Wars?
Oh, I can name them.
Well, let's see if you can or not. All right, so I'm going to start at the very top. Al Pacino passed on Han Solo. In the years directly leading up to the release of the original Star Wars film, there wasn't an actor even in league with Al Pacino.
Well, that would have been a huge get. I mean, after Godfather and
four Academy Awards, Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico, and Godfather.
He's kind of the hottest actor on the planet.
So naturally, Pacino was
so George
first
got his
choice.
Carpenter instead. No, he did. He hired the guy who was doing some carpentry work at his house.
Well, actually, it turns out that according to Pacino, the offer included a lot of money. So much money that he had a tough time turning it down. But he says he didn't understand the script in the slightest. He even sent the script to his mentor, who was just as befuddled as he was. I wonder who Al Pacino's mentor was.
You know, Sir Alec Guinness, I think, had opined that he didn't understand what was going on in the story.
Ewoks and there are all kinds of... Burt Reynolds also turned down Han Solo.
Would have made the Kessel Run a lot more like hauling beer from Atlanta to Texarkana. Would have made him... He'd have been on a CB the whole time.
Well, fresh off The Longest Yard, Burt Reynolds was offered the role by George Lucas outright without having to audition. He turned it down because, as he later reflected, he was never personally a fan of science fiction.
Well, I mean, what really was science fiction up to that point?
Well, before Star Wars, the genre was largely synonymous with films like Planet of the Apes, Invasion of the Body Snatchers,
2001 Space Odyssey,
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Right. You know, kind of schlocky.
Yeah. Schlocky is a good word. Kurt Russell also turned down the Han Solo role.
I didn't know that one.
You did?
Yeah, I'd heard Kurt Russell. I think I've even seen some people make mock-ups of what he would look like. And some of these, it might be the Kurt Russell one, he's actually auditioning and they save the audition tape.
Oh.
But I don't know if he was auditioning with Carrie Fisher or not.
Well, he was a reliable, steadily rising leading man with resourceful parents and a healthy relationship with the Walt Disney Company. Wasn't he
a child star.
Star in all their
Yeah, he was in a lot of them.
So,
computer wore tennis shoes.
But what Russell didn't have was the star power to command the kind of instant offers Al Pacino or Burt Reynolds could have received. Instead, George Lucas brought him in to audition for both Han and Luke Skywalker. Russell is actually one of the very few actors whose failed Star Wars auditions are available to watch online.
I think I've seen him.
He's not doing what Harrison Ford or Mark Hamill would go on to do with either role, but he is bringing the clean charm casting directors were eager to package.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see that? I could see that. Like, he was a child star. He knew
he's a great movie star.
Yeah. Well, at the time, he was just like a reliable kid star that... But I'm very...
Well, don't forget, Han Solo was like 10 to 15 years older than Luke and Leia. He was like an older, more grizzled veteran type.
I kind of wonder, though, why he went with Harrison Ford in the end. If he just had that swagger that he needed.
A lot of swagger there. I mean, he showed flashes of it in American Graffiti as Bob Falfa.
That's right. All right. Jodie Foster was up for the role of Princess Leia. Since even before the Walt Disney Company's fully acquired Lucasfilm, the House of Mouse have worked together in harmony with George Lucas. So it turns out, yeah, Jodie Foster was George Lucas's first choice for Princess Leia. She wasn't even 12 years old when he was casting.
And Jodie Foster was not 12?
When he was casting. And her biggest role at the time had been in Martin Scorsese's dramedy, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
I think she'd been in Freaky Friday at that point, though.
He had been looking for a child actor to play Leia. And Jodie Foster has confirmed this, that that's what he was looking for at mm-hmm. first. Christopher Walken claims to remember screen testing with her for the role of Han Solo.
You mean you've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
I think you're doing a Conan bit.
I've never...
Or there's an SNL bit where they go through people like failed...
Auditions. Yeah. I mean, you have to do it, even if you don't do, which I don't, a Christopher Walken, you have to give it a shot. In fact, that's my mission, is to create what I think these auditions would have sounded like.
Well, do Jodie Foster's now.
Okay. All right. Those kind of threats don't scare me, Lord Vader.
Okay. Okay, so do you think it would have changed the everything, having a child, Leia, instead of Carrie Fisher?
Would have made that kiss even weirder. And I didn't think it could get much weirder. Tongue wrestling with your sister?
That is true. Well, anyways, Lucas eventually pivoted to auditioning adult actors for the role, including some soon-to-be stars like Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, I think Carrie Fisher was still a teenager when she got the role as Leia. I mean, it's a far cry from 12, but still, you know, pretty young. I think Mark Hamill was around 20.
Yeah,
when he got the role of Luke.
Toshiro Mifune.
Mm.
Was offered the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It is your father's lightsaber. He wanted you to have it when he was old enough.
Toshiro Mifune had been a major Japanese star throughout the 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah. He was probably in those Kurosawa movies that George Lucas idolized so much.
He led Kurosawa's seminal works like Seven Samurai, Yojimbo, and The Hidden Fortress.
That would have been a great... like Easter egg. Of course, they didn't know Star Wars was going to become the biggest movie hit of all time when they were making it.
Very true. According to his daughter, Mifune was actually not impressed with how Lucas had been inspired by his films.
Oh, man.
He was concerned about how the film would look and that it would cheapen the image of samurai on which Lucas had based a lot of the characters and fighting style.
Yeah. All right. Those sound like legitimate concerns.
Well, he went on to appear, Mifune did, in Steven Spielberg's 1941. Lucas, meanwhile, turned to Alec Guinness, who earned a Best Supporting Actor nod from the Academy for
the first one?
For Obi-Wan.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Jim Henson could have worked on The Empire Strikes Back.
What, as Yoda? They were just going to get one Muppeteer to replace another? You know, Frank Oz, who's the voice of Miss Piggy, is Yoda.
So the production of Empire Strikes Back came at a pivotal time in Jim Henson's career. It was the fifth and final season of The Muppet Show on the horizon and The Muppet Movie imminent in 1979. Lucas said in interviews after the fact that Henson was focused on an unnamed movie, which turned out to be The Great Muppet Caper or The Dark Crystal. So in any case, Jim Henson was too focused on his own work to help Lucas with his.
Wonder what he would have had him do.
Probably all the puppeteering work, yeah, with the Ewoks.
Hi-ho, Yoda here. Well, I'm green and I live in a swamp.
Like you already mentioned, Henson pointed Lucas toward Frank Oz, a prolific puppeteer in his own right, who had worked closely with Henson since the early days. That's pretty cool.
Ah, it's interesting.
All right. Do you know who Yaphet Kotto is?
No.
You would recognize his face if you saw it, because he was in Live and Let Die and Alien.
Live and Let Die?
Yes.
The James Bond movie? What's how do you spell it?
Y-A-P-H-E-T.
Cotto?
Yep.
Yeah, he definitely looks
running
familiar.
Man. He was in The Running Man.
Okay. And what did they want him to be?
Lando Calrissian.
Oh, but Billy Dee Williams had those Colt 45 commercials on TV at the time. I mean...
Well, apparently, George Lucas kind of made insinuations that he could the actor Yaphet, because he passed away already, Yaphet Kotto could have played Han Solo. So he kind of had a chip on his shoulder, and when George Lucas went with Harrison Ford, and Lando was offered to Yaphet Kotto instead, he turned it down immediately without a second thought.
He was also considered for the role of Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, that's super interesting. If you've seen Alien, you'll remember him. And if you in Live and Let Die, he plays the bad guy. Because Live and Let Die is when he goes to New Orleans.
Oh yeah. All the voodoo stuff.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Kind of cringy.
In retrospect, it's kind of cringy.
Was that the one where he drove an underwater vehicle shaped like an alligator?
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
All right. Leonardo DiCaprio could have been Anakin Skywalker.
I'm going to, at the risk of stepping on any toes, I'm going to say that Leo is probably a much better actor than Hayden Christensen, just as far as acting ability.
Oh, no, sir. He would have played the original child Anakin.
What?
This was in...
He would have played the No.
Yes.
No, that can't be right. He was already in Titanic before they went back and made the prequels. He had already played Jack.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, there's no way that adds up.
You're absolutely right. Actually, because of the reaction to the child Anakin in Phantom Menace, Lucas sought DiCaprio for his star power.
Yeah. Couldn't get him?
Couldn't get him. He met with the filmmaker during the casting process. The role went to Hayden Christensen.
Yeah. I hate sand. It gets everywhere.
Huh, I wonder what Leonardo DiCaprio would have done. Well, anyways, it could have prevented him from going and doing Gangs of New York in 2002.
I love Gangs of New York. It's one of my favorite Scorsese movies. I feel like it's almost a forgotten Scorsese
but
movie.
If he had chosen to go with this route, you wouldn't have gotten the same type of movie.
Yeah, but maybe we would have gotten Hayden Christensen playing Amsterdam. That was Leo's character's name in Gangs of New York in 2002.
Rooney Mara. Huh.
Girl with the dragon tattoo, maybe?
No.
I think that's who that is. Mm-hmm. What were they?
Yeah, you're right. And The Social Network. Forgot about that. I thought she was... No, that's a different Mara. Never mind. Well, anyways,
are you thinking of Kate Mara?
I was thinking of Kate Mara. Yes, thank you very much. Well, anyways...
Well, they're both great.
She was going to play the character Jyn Erso in the movie Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which I would say one of the best complete...
One of the best.
Complete movie, just individual...
Just a standalone movie. And it ended up going to... What is her name?
Yeah, what is her name? I'm going to find it.
I thought she was good. That was the one with Cassian Andor.
Is it Felicity Jones?
Yeah, it's Felicity Jones. Yeah, that's who it is. I kept wanting to say Daisy Ridley, but she was Rey.
Yes.
And, the movies we don't talk about.
The
Force Awakens?
Force Awakens.
Then the middle one, and then Rise of Skywalker. I forgot.
Dude, we saw that last movie. And it made no sense to us.
That is not fair that somebody who's been watching Star Wars and buying the toys and reading comic books was completely lost in this last movie. That's not on me. That's on J.J. Abrams, right?
Yeah. They went to the, you know what I'm learning from watching the Clone Wars is they went to the lore. They went deep into like and tried
to give us a heads up on it.
Yeah.
You know, I was just lost.
I've never even heard of this one. This is the last one, and I didn't even hear of it. Mikey Madison passed on Sean Levy's Star Wars Starfighter.
Star Wars Starfighter?
Yes. So Star Wars Starfighter is scheduled to hit theaters 2027.
Okay. Didn't Mikey Madison was in a really highly acclaimed movie last year? She might have even won Best Actress for it.
Anora,
yeah.
Yes.
Did she win for that?
She did win the Academy Award.
So she's a huge star right now. She's a
huge star.
All right.
And she was offered the role of a main role.
I heard they had offered the role of Jabba the Hutt to Roseanne Barr, but she wasn't quite famous enough at the time. She had not really started her stand-up career, and so
that's a good one. That's a good way to end it. Thanks for listening to the AfterBuzz. If there's any characters or castings that you think would have made the movie more interesting, better, worse, let us know.
Our boss was going to play Greedo, but his name would have been Greedy.
Hey. All right. Don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Islands Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLIQ, El Paso's Best Rock.